KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly clear skies and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy this afternoon with a high today around 82. It'll be windy with winds southwest at 20 to 35 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In the news this hour, Atlantic Rescue, CAS EMS, and Atlantic Police were all called to the scene of a personal injury accident this morning. The collision occurred near the intersection of 22nd and Olive Streets at around 7:30 a.m. Reports from the scene indicated one female was suffering from neck pain, but additional information was not immediately available. The Creston Police Department reports 7 arrests, with 2 people taken into custody on drug charges. On April 24th at around 9:34 p.m., 45-year-old John Neely of Creston was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with driving while barred, possession of paraphernalia, and possession with the intent to manufacture. His cash bond was set at $27,000. And at around 11:22 p.m. Saturday, 32-year-old Kyle Anderson of Creston was arrested for domestic assault, possession of paraphernalia, possession with the intent to sell or manufacture, possession of a controlled substance, possession of a weapon while intoxicated, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Anderson was being held at the Union County Jail on a $25,000 cash bond. Also arrested Saturday on separate charges was 45-year-old Carla Millard of Creston. She was taken into custody at around 1:30 a.m. on charges of driving while under the influence, second offense. Millard was later released on $2,000 cash bond. And 23-year-old James Riddle of Creston was arrested at his home Saturday for domestic abuse assault. Riddle was released from the Union County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. 2 people were arrested Sunday morning in Creston for violation of their respective no-contact and protection orders. 36-year-old Samantha Meek and 35-year-old Skylar Rufinacht, both of Creston, were taken into custody at 710 New York Avenue. Meek was being held without bond in the Adams County Jail, while Rufinacht was later released from the Union County Jail on a $500 cash bond. Friday afternoon, 33-year-old Tiffany Hudson of Arisbe was arrested in Creston on a Union County warrant for driving while license denied or revoked. Hudson was released later on a $100 cash bond. Elsewhere in the news, temperatures are predicted to warm up this week. After a couple of hard frost nights last week, Iowa State University horticultural specialist Cindy Haynes says most plants will probably recover from the cold snaps.
Some things that were hit by a really hard freeze, like temperatures in the 20s, you might see a little bit of damage on like the new tip growth or on some flowers. That might impact things that are supposed to fruit, like fruit trees, but most things it's not going to impact.
And the plant damage depends, she said, on where you live.
Northern Iowa did get a little colder, and there might be a little more damage to some flowers or to some plants, whereas central and southern Iowa, we stayed generally in the 30s, and 30 degrees is okay. Most plants that are out and are, you know, fully acclimated can tolerate that. It's when we get into the 20s at night that we can do a little bit of damage.
And if you're itching to get out and plant your garden, Haynes says, don't let the warm temperatures fool you.
Most of the warm season crops like tomatoes and peppers should not really be planted outside until early to mid-May. Early May may be in southern Iowa and more mid-May for northern Iowa.
She says one date usually signals that things are safe from a late frost.
After Mother's Day, it's usually pretty safe to plant those outside.
And Haynes says everyone has been anxious to get outside, of course, but the recent up and down weather pattern should be a good reminder that temperatures can change a lot this time of year.
It's actually been a pretty nice spring for most flowering things because we've had the daffodils longer than normal. So enjoy what's here now because it could change tomorrow.
Haynes says some people may have already gotten their tomatoes and pepper plants and are just itching to get them in the ground. Well, before the Supreme Court this week is an argument over whether public schools can discipline students over something they say off campus. 14-year-old Brandy Levy was suspended from cheerleading over a profanity-laced posting on Snapchat. The case has its roots in the Vietnam-era case of a high school in Des Moines that suspended students who were wore armbands to protest the war. In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court sided with the students, declaring students don't shed their constitutional rights to freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gate. The Iowa Department of Public Health Sunday reported Over the previous 24 hours, there had been 266 new positive COVID-19 cases for a total of 392,371 and 20 additional deaths for a total of 5,927 since the start of the pandemic. Deaths at long-term care facilities in Iowa accounted for 2,310 of the total number of deaths statewide. There was one additional death reported in Mills County for a total of 21. Iowa's positivity rate was holding steady. The 7-day average was 3.9% and the 14-day average was 4.1%. Virus hospitalizations amount to 187 on Sunday. That was down from 209 a day earlier. There were 47 patients in an ICU, 21 on ventilators, and admissions over the previous 24 hours were 29 compared to 31 on Saturday. In Region 4, hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, they report 15 COVID patients in a hospital, down from 26 a day earlier. 7 are in an ICU. One person was admitted with symptoms of the virus, and there were 5 people on a ventilator compared to 4 the previous few days. And Iowa had reported on Sunday more than 2.2 million COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered, and 974,735 individuals have completed the vaccine series. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.